morning and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. I am Laurie Hackett and just love the chance that we have once a month to gather and talk with different people in the community. So tonight on A Closer Look, we're breaking ground here because the two guests tonight happen to be related, a mother and a daughter. So I'm so excited. We're going to get right into it. So our first guest is Tanya Tyler. Welcome, Tanya.
Hello. Thank you.
So you've been on the show before,
yes.
Correct? Yes. So Tanya is a well-known in the Lehigh Valley. She is really active with the arts and culture community and nonprofit organizations. I know you're an Athena winner.
Yes.
You're honored by the Chamber. You're a recent Take the Lead honoree also from Girl Scouts of
yes.
Eastern PA. So what is it that drives you to do so much in the community, Tanya?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think it started many, many years ago. I was thinking about my purpose. You know, first of all, I was having a conversation with God about, why am I not a lotto winner? Like, I was watching HGTV, and I'm like, why can't I get David Bromstead to get me a house? And I said, wait a minute, what is your purpose here? Because it's definitely not go to work, come home, eat food, go to sleep, rinse and repeat, right? Like, that can't be it. And I said, there has to be something that I'm here for. And that was it. Like, it started with me just being in search of mm-hmm. my purpose and my whole reason for being. Once I started really looking for my purpose, I said, well, what excites me? Where is my passion? Where does that lie? And it was the arts. It was all around me. My daughter was an artist, a singer, and I said, this is it. This is where I want to be. And I owe the arts, you know, so much because, it's the community of my daughter. So, mm-hmm. and it's done so much for me. Mm-hmm. So I owe it.
Well, and to live in a place like the Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
Over the last month, I have been to so many arts and cultural shows between
yes.
the incredible world of Pennsylvania Shakespeare
oh
Festival.
Gosh.
I saw one of those shows 3 times. It was so good. I saw another one twice.
Yes.
Between the State Theater, Arts Quest, the small arts venue, Civic Theater, Northampton Community College Summer Theater.
Yes.
There's so much to do. So you are living right in a perfect region for
perfect that. Perfect place. Perfect place. And, you know, that inspires me. All of the creativity in the Lehigh Valley inspires mm-hmm. me. Whether it's just, you know, bands, the level of talent that
yes.
we have here, whether it's the visual artists, the murals you see. We have an amazing mural going up in Allentown that just, every time I see it, it just makes my heart skip. And then when you see a mural, you think about not only the muralist, but the kids who watch that mural go mm-hmm. up, you see a crowd watching it, and that inspires them. And it's just a wonderful community that we
yes.
have here. And it reminds me of when my daughter was looking at colleges. She wanted to sing, and we wanted to take a little road trip to different colleges. So first we went to U Arts in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she auditioned there and we went around and they took us around to see the school and the campus. And it was in the middle of the city and it was a little okay, mm-hmm. but it was like business was right in there. And it was just, there was something a little
feel
off.
Right. Yeah.
And then we went to Berkeley and she auditioned. After the audition, we said, let's go get some ice cream. We went to get some ice cream. There's musicians in there playing. We went to the Wendy's. There's musicians in there. There, you know, everybody's carrying an instrument. And she turned to me and said, this is my place. And that's how I feel about the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. Like, it's creative. It's bustling. It's alive. It's thriving. And it's just wonderful. And art is the foundation of that, okay. in my opinion. So it's the perfect place.
Thank you for that. It's a beautiful story and so perfect for this conversation today. So you have stepped out as such a big volunteer in the arts, maybe not a performer yourself,
right.
but you've stepped out as a volunteer. And I know you are currently on the board of the Lehigh Valley Arts and Cultural Alliance.
Yes.
We know that there's been an arts council and some other mm-hmm. arts organizations in the Valley, but I know this is a bit of an umbrella organization that's
yes.
gone through some transition.
Yes.
Could you tell and share with our listeners a little bit about the organization and the mission and purpose?
Okay, awesome. Yes. So the Lehigh Valley Arts and Cultural Alliance started out as two organizations, the Arts Council and the Cultural Coalition. They came together and formed one organization. You know, it took some while. That was 4 years ago. We did some great programming, Young at Art. We did a convening to get all of the artists together. We did some accessibility programming. And then we did a bunch of studies to find out, especially around COVID, what's the state of the arts in the Lehigh Valley, the arts community in the Lehigh Valley around COVID, after COVID and before COVID. But then in this time, we were still finding our feet as one organization. So now we said, we listened to the community, and we're still in our listening phase now with our new direction. And we said arts advocacy, now our charge, is to kind of build up the arts and support the arts here in the Lehigh Valley. I know Creative Pennsylvania does it on the state level, but we want, the Lehigh Valley is a very special place. And we want to make sure that our artists are supported, our arts organizations are supported, that the community knows what it is to be an advocate, what it is to be on fire for the arts like I am. You know, I wish I was an artist or arts organization, but I am just as important as, you know, a community citizen to the arts. And we know that when the arts is alive in a town, the town thrives, and it makes it a great place to live. So as we transition, we're focusing on advocacy for art, and I kind of think of it kind of like the Chamber, the wonderful organization. And the Chamber doesn't make products, it doesn't sell widgets, but it makes the ground fertile for those that do. And that is where we are now in our journey.
That was great. Thanks for that. I know that will really help our listeners. So it's a nonprofit organization that has a volunteer board, correct?
I'm on the board.
You're on the board, probably on the executive committee of the board.
Yes, I am.
And there's a small staff. Is that
right? Yes. The board just elected Sheila White to be its executive director, and Sheila brings a wealth of knowledge. Longtime Valley person, former assistant to the Bethlehem mayor. She's the manager of the Ice House and on the school board in Bethlehem, I believe. She's great. And she is very, very passionate. And that was one of the things that we wanted to make sure our new executive director was, not that and the old one was, very, very passionate about the arts. And she has it. She's on fire.
So when we've said the word arts about 100 times today so far, what does the Arts Alliance, which arts are they caring about? Could you, I'm sure it's a very broad definition.
It is broad, but it is all. Artists, we kind of are taking a what we call a four-pillar approach. So we support artists of all type, full stop, any kind of artist. And it's with development, it's with marketing, it's with that back room. You know, artists are creative, and they might not know how to gain feedback from their audience, how to fill the seats, how to make marketing and promotion materials, how to talk with legislators, how to tell their story. So that is the help that and the support we like to give to the artists. Then there's arts organizations. There's small arts organizations. You know, a lot of time the big ones, you know, kind of block the sun. But we want to be able to support those small arts organizations because they're important, too. They help young people get excited about the arts and go in that direction as well. So, you know, arts organizations is another one of the pillars. The community is one. And then the business partners. Business is important. And, you know, when I think about when we talk about business and art, and I'm always talking to different executives about art and trying to get them on fire. But, you know, I look at a body, and yes, business is the body, but the arts is definitely the soul. You know, nonprofits are the heart of that body, and the arts are the soul. And I think one can't be without the other. So when we look at businesses and say, hey, I know you want to attract people, a lot of times a person that can work in Allentown is also qualified to work in New York or in Philly. Why come to Allentown or why come to Bethlehem or Easton? Why come to the Lehigh Valley? Because we have art. Mm-hmm. And that makes the community a great place to live. That makes excites the kids. And so that art is important to that body. So, yeah.
Tanya, you're so
excited.
You're so excited, so inspirational. Oh, yeah. We have just a couple minutes left together. Oh. What else do our listeners need to know as we close out our time?
So a lot of people hear us say we're advocates for art. I want them to know, and you know, some people hear the word advocate and think political. We are not political. We don't side with a left or a right or yellow or green or up or down. We side with the arts. Wherever that wind blows for the arts, we're there. And we are trying to help get funding for our organizations and our artists. We're trying to help get support. We're trying to help move legislation. So we side with the arts. And that's the full stop with that. Mm-hmm. So
that's is there a chance for any of our listeners to get involved as a volunteer?
Yes, definitely. If you go to our website, lvacalavaca.org, hit the contact button. Yes, we love volunteers. Volunteers make the world go round. I there's a special place in my heart for people who say, okay, I'm going to work all day, and then I'm going to come and give out flyers or come help people sign up or come do things. And that's a great place to start if you are thinking about what your purpose is. You know, I always say bloom where you're planted. You know, find out what around you motivates you and then volunteer. Even if it's something small, just handing out orange juice or, you know, whatever it is. And then you'll see. You'll start walking in that direction. But, yes, if you want to volunteer, we'd love it. There's many things that we need help with, many things that artists and arts organizations need help with that can come to us and we will direct you and as we can. So I would love it. And if you would volunteer, and I'd love it if you'd volunteer for something involving the arts.
Thank you so much. And I know you volunteer. Certainly you are one of the leaders of so many other organizations as
yes.
well. You're so involved with the Chamber and the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council. So
yes.
you share this inspiration about getting involved as a volunteer. And you're doing it yourself.
Yes.
So you're a fabulous example for all of us, certainly for your daughter. And I know how much the artists in the community appreciate your work in that area.
I hope they do. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, again, we were joined by Tanya Tyler. And Tanya is such an advocate and champion and cheerleader. And you excite me. I mean,
yay!
We could talk about a whole bunch of things.
Yes.
But just hearing your enthusiasm and your curiosity for the arts is really fantastic, certainly for us here at the studio and for our listeners. So thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm your host, Laurie Hackett, and we just spent some time, which was so much fun, with Tanya Tyler. Tanya's still here in the studio with us. But now joining us in the hot seat, as she just called it, is Tanya's daughter and a rising music star, Manaya. Welcome, Manaya.
Thank you. Hello, guys.
Thanks so much for being with us. Manaya, I know your stage name, Manaya the Songbird. Tell us about that name.
Yes. So Songbird was an early nickname of many nicknames, but because I sang around the house, before I could talk, I sang and, like, did all these, like, musical noises, I guess you could say, and my mom was like, huh, Songbird, or she would say Birdie, Sweetie Bird, all those different versions, so Songbird kind of stuck.
Oh. So you've been singing forever.
Singing forever.
Right, and
yes.
I know certainly you grew up. Went to Berkeley.
I did go to Berkeley.
And pursued a musical career. How did you know Was it from the beginning you knew? You loved it, but you also have this incredible talent. What was that journey like?
So, again, like I said, I started, like, since I was two, just singing around the house. Ba, 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 ba. Like, I would just sing everything, commercials, mm-hmm. everything. And I think it was at 10 that I knew, like, when I was singing in church, I knew, like, okay, I'm for real about this. I loved singing around the house, but I think I really want to do it, so...
And you went to Berkeley. Yeah. And tell us about your career or your journey after graduating from Berkeley.
Yes. So I graduated in 2020. It was in the pandemic, so it was a little different. My musical journey was, yes, it was still rocky, but I did a series called The Link Up, and I was like, I need to do something about, like, I can't just sit in the house, you know? So I...
During the pandemic,
and I did a lot of collabs with my friends from college, different songs that were, like, popular.
So you graduated from Berkeley, yes. And then you headed out into a musical career. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that journey's been like.
Yes. So I got the pleasure to perform with TV Girl. They are an indie pop band. They're super amazing musicians, super amazing people. I got to travel around the world on a tour bus. In Europe, there was a double-decker tour bus. It was very cramped, but it was such a cool experience. I never thought I would like being on a tour bus, but
so
I
you went
it.
On a real
yeah.
tour,
yeah,
like
I did.
A real singing star.
Yes, I was so excited.
Fabulous, fabulous. What was that experience like? What did it mean
oh,
to you?
Oh my goodness, I want to do it again. It meant so much because I told myself, I'm not going to just be in the singers. I'm not just going to be behind the mic. I want to know what the crew is doing. I want to know what the MD is doing. I want to know what the TM's doing. I want to know what everybody's doing that I don't do. Mm-hmm. So it was just cool to have that AAA access and just to go everywhere. I saw the people. I saw all the vendors. I saw how everything came together for mm-hmm. each venue.
Tanya, do you have something to add?
Yes, I do. So it was so... interesting as a parent. So I've managed Manaya's career, but as a parent, when she said, okay, I think I want to go, TV Girl had asked, can she come on tour? And I was like, I don't know about this. I know that this is what she worked for. And she was like, I'm there, right? And I'm like, but you're going to be like on a bus, like you're going to be living on a bus. And the shower is tiny on a bus.
I got the best sleep on that bus.
And, and she's like, no, I got it. And the first time we FaceTimed from the road, and she's like showing me around the tour bus, you can tell it was her world. And I was like, I can't believe I wasn't going to stop her from it. But, you know, friends had said to me, look at this video or look at this show and you'll see what it's like. So parents, I want to just give a shout out to parents who were in my position. It is rough to watch your kid go out in the world to do these things. But if it's their world, it's their world. And it was a great experience for her. And she's looking forward to doing it again.
Absolutely.
So that was awesome.
So you tour with TV Girl.
Yes.
And, you know, you go all these great places. And that really kind of truly launched you even further.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I know you've become such a popular name here in the Lehigh Valley. And I know specifically... I've seen you do some really creative partnerships with nonprofit organizations.
Yes.
From singing the national anthem at the Phantoms or Iron Pigs to, you know, doing an opening set for an event for Valley Youth House or something at Arts Quest for the Girl Scouts. Could
yes.
you talk about that and what that means to you?
Those things are very, very, very true to my heart. Giving back to my community is a really big thing. My mom installed that into me since I was little, to always give back. You know, singing for Iron Pigs, because I used to go to those things when I was little. I used to go to Iron Pigs, Phantoms as a kid. And just kind of like seeing that full circle moment is just kind of surreal. And like, I just love giving back. I love, I don't know how else to say it.
No, and that's your gift. That's
yes.
how you know, your mom gives back as a volunteer, as
yes.
a creative, as an administrator, as a, you know, everything. And
yes.
you bring your beautiful gift of voice and music. And I know that, you know, I've heard people say best national anthem ever
oh.
at Phantoms, hearing you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know that. I've seen it twice. I've seen it at Iron Pigs and I've seen it at Phantom, where she would sing and then when she's walking through the crowd, you could see little kids like,
Oh my gosh, that is my favorite.
You were so great. And I'm like, that kid is going to grow up to sing. And that kid is going to grow up to. It's just like you can see it turns on their light bulb for inspiration.
Yes, and I'm a teacher. So like I just like seeing naturally kids' light bulbs just turn on. And that those little moments like, oh my gosh, can I get your autograph? It's just surreal. But like I'm like, come here, baby. Like, right. You know, so yeah.
Was there somebody that played that role for you when you're little? Mom aside, we know Mom did. She was number one. But was there somebody else, a musician, that you looked up with those stars in your eyes the same way, whether it was on TV or you heard?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. But I think a key one, her name is Amaya Noel Higginson. I saw her sing live, and I just got goosebumps. She then became my choir director in Harlem. That's how I got my start in singing professionally. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really want to do this. Like, she's really about it. We're actually going to do things. We're actually going to, like, see the world. And we did. We went all over and did all these gigs around Manhattan, TV shows. And it was just awesome to just kind of see that person that I looked up to be my mentor. Mm-hmm. So.
And listeners, you can't see her right now, but you have such a dreamy look on your face as you're ready to belt into something. So, and I know in the Lehigh Valley, you've performed, you know, we talked about the nonprofits, but you also perform at the Piano Lounge.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about Music Fest coming up.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is so surreal. Again, another, you know, Lehigh Valley hub that I used to go to since I was little. Now it's another full circle moment. And I'm like, what is really me? And then I remember seeing the poster and my name was there. And I was like, what? I'm on the ticket? I was like, Mom, I'm on the ticket.
So what could you give our listeners the details on when you're singing and where?
Yes. So I will be at Levitt's Pavilion, July 31st, Friday, July 31st, 6 to 7.
Great. And that's on the south side,
Steel Stacks
campus,
yes.
At America Platz, I believe.
Right in front of the Stacks.
Right in front of the Stacks.
Perfect.
We'll be singing.
We can't wait to see you perform at Music Fest. I know it's on my calendar. I've seen it posted.
Oh,
I've seen that same poster with your name on it.
I had to squint. I was like, it's me.
It's me. I'm doing it. Manaya, what have you learned about yourself as you perform
goodness.
In front of audiences?
I learned that I'm more and more myself on stage. Like, as I get older, I'm not as, like, shelled. I always was more open on stage, but I'm very much myself on stage now. I don't know if it's because I'm almost 30 or I don't know, but like I'm just like, okay, we gonna get this. Yeah, so you know, this is who I am. I want you to see me as I am. I want to see you as you are. So yeah,
and we're gonna come together.
Yeah,
with this,
we're gonna have
music.
A great time. Yeah.
What is it like to be up there and see the audience dancing in their seats or singing along or just rocking out to what you're singing?
It's surreal. Like, I can't even explain it. When I'm on stage and seeing all of that, it's like...
Is it like out of body?
Out of body, yeah. Like I'm an alien on Earth or something. I don't know, but it's just an out-of-body experience. I can't even explain it. You have to be on stage.
Right. Have you always performed with a band? I know I've seen you do both.
I have not.
Talk about that.
Not always. When I first started out, it was Trax. Trax were my friends. But now I have a band. And yes, Trax are reliable, but I like having a band because you control it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something you have to remember. It's more of a, okay, we're connected. Where are we going now? Like, we're going to go here now. So it's a conversation between us.
And as an audience member, there's nothing better than that live sound.
Oh, my goodness.
When you feel it.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yep. I think that's great. I know your mom has been such a help and,
absolutely.
You know, biggest cheerleader from the beginning, as moms are, but continues to be. What is something maybe that you've learned from her? You talked about commitment to community.
Yes.
Anything else? I'm sure there's plenty, but anything you'd like to share that you've learned from your mom as you now become this really accomplished performer?
One thing I learned from my mom is to have a good work ethic, because my mom has the craziest work ethic of life. I'm sure you know that, Lori. She's always on the phone, always typing something, always working to figure out something. And I was like, okay, I see she's hustling. And I she was in the music industry and I, like, back in the day, and I always, like, was, you know, right behind her. Mm-hmm. So I just loved seeing her at work, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to have that good work ethic. So that's the one of a million.
That's great. And I'm sure in the music industry, it's required. You've got to turn over every stone, make those calls, show up.
Yes.
Minaya, as a young professional in the Lehigh Valley, do you find the Lehigh Valley a place that is welcoming of new artists and of young professionals?
Absolutely. It is definitely thriving a lot more now that we're, you know, getting a lot of people from, like, New York, New Jersey. And it's, again, like, that perfect middle ground of, like, Philly and New York. So, like, everything in the middle of Lehigh Valley is, like, a mixture. So I think, especially now, it's coming together, and the community that we have is, like, strong.
Do you gather with other artists? Do you get inspiration from other artists?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I give it right back. Mm-hmm. So, and I also vocal coach, and I'm starting to vocal coach other artists out in our industry in the Lehigh Valley. So it's fun to give back and them teach me things when they're, you know, when we have that conversation.
Oh, so that's wonderful. That's so great to hear. So you're a teacher by day, and this incredible musician at night. What skills do you think your music has added to making you a good teacher? Or what have you learned being a teacher that's helping you as a performer?
Yes, a lot of patience.
Great.
So for both, it requires a lot of patience and a lot of time. So I always have to remind myself, like, okay, let's take a step back. That was a lot, but we can do it. We can do hard things. I just take patience, time, and, you know, dedication back.
Do you get to bring your music to your students?
Yes, they are such big fans. Three of my students came to my show the last time. Oh. So they were like, Naya, I love you. I love you. I love you. So I really want a shirt. I really want a shirt. So they got shirts and they came back the next day and had their shirts on.
Oh, that's great. I believe I was at that performance and I was sitting by them, by the way, because it was like a Saturday night and I'm like, these kids are here. Who are these little kids sitting behind me with their parents? So, oh, Minaya, that's wonderful. Yeah. We're almost at the end of our conversation today, but I'd be so interested, what advice would you have for other aspiring artists?
Always do what you set your mind to do. Always do what you want to do. If you want to do something, don't let anybody stop you.
Just go for it.
Go for it.
Yep. Sorry, I said it was the last question, but it's not. What's the dream? Right now you're working, you're performing, you're volunteering, you're doing so much.
Yes.
You're creating, you're writing. I know you write songs as well as perform covers. What's the dream?
The dream is to just keep the momentum going, to keep the music flowing. Just making more music, making more people smile, you know? Yeah.
Yep, that's perfect. Minaya, thanks so much. Listeners, we were joined by Minaya the Songbird.
Yes.
And Minaya is just an incredible performer, and she'll be performing on Friday, July 31st at 6 p.m. at Music Fest on the Southside Campus at America Plots, right there by the Arts Quest Center. So, Minaya, thanks again for joining us. It's just
Thank
been such a delight.
Me.
We've had you with us, and earlier we had your mom, Tanya Tyler, who is so involved throughout the community as a huge volunteer. And Tanya, we've seen you, we've talked to you about being a volunteer in the community, and now we've had this incredible insight into the work with your daughter. Any final comments from you?
I just encourage your listeners to go out and serve. Go out and help, and go out and be community and make community.
Ooh, I love that.
Love it, love it, love it. However you do best.
However you do
best. And we've just heard it today. So
bloom where you're planted.
Oh, I love it. Well, listeners, thanks again for joining us. Again, I'm Laurie Hackett, and we'll see you next month on A Closer Look.